Michigan wildlife officials are pushing for more control of a fish-eating water bird. They want to double the number of cormorants killed in Michigan each year to about 20,000. Cormorants nest in colonies on islands in the Upper Great Lakes and Canada, and they can gobble up a lot of fish. But as IPR's Bob Allen tells us, other researchers are not so sure. Killing more cormorants will mean more perch, walleye, and bass for anglers.
30 years ago, the double-crested cormorant was a poster bird for toxic contaminants in the Great Lakes, like DDT. Wildlife biologists used to take live birds with crossed bills and other deformities to public meetings to press for cleanup of the lakes. Since then, toxins have been reduced and cormorant numbers have rebounded dramatically. But that put anglers in an uproar about the large black duck-like birds. They charge cormorants are a plague on popular fishing grounds. Eventually, federal wildlife officials allowed about 10,000 cormorants to be killed in Michigan each year. Pete Butchko is the federal agent in charge of cormorant control in the state. He says he still hears cries to kill them all.
Some people may want Michigan to be cormorant-free. It's just not going to happen. It doesn't need to happen. You know, cormorants are native and have a place here.
But what that place is continues to come up for heated debate. In the last 6 years, wildlife officials cut the number of cormorant nests in Michigan by about a third. They did it largely by shooting the birds and spraying vegetable oil on their eggs to smother them. An area they hit hard was the Lacheneau Islands in northern Lake Huron. It's been a popular destination for perch anglers for decades. Dave Fielder is the lead fisheries researcher for the Michigan DNRE in that area. He says as they knocked down cormorant numbers by 90%, he could see the fishery there doing better and people catching more perch.
The Lacheneau Islands experience says that at least in certain places, there are times and places where we can expect real tangible benefits from cormorant control.
But not all researchers agree with Fielder's findings. Jim Diana is a professor of natural resources at the University of Michigan and director of the Sea Grant program in the state. Diana says many other factors, such as invasive species and changing water levels, have contributed to fluctuating perch populations throughout the Great Lakes. But unlike those factors, he says, cormorants are highly visible.
And as a result, now, you know, cormorants are being targeted for removal, I think without really very good evidence that it's going to have any effect.
The DNRE wants to reduce cormorants overall in Michigan by half. And a place they want to focus on next is the Beaver Island chain. There, anglers and the DNRE say cormorants may be feasting on a once-thriving smallmouth bass population. Nancy Seafelt is a bird specialist at the Central Michigan University Field Station on the island. When she examines the stomach contents of dead cormorants, she finds they aren't eating bass. They're primarily eating a small fish called round gobies. Gobies are an invasive species that are exploding in numbers in the Great Lakes. They compete with perch and feed on their eggs and on the eggs of other fish, such as bass. Seafelt wonders if cormorants are doing more good than harm in the Beaver Islands.
We don't really fully understand the roles of all the players in the system yet, and we've been trying to tease it out, but it's very difficult to study, you know, a system that's partially terrestrial, partially aquatic.
State fisheries researcher Dave Fielder agrees the system is complex, and there are a lot of factors that can't easily be controlled or measured. But, he argues, cormorant numbers are so high, wildlife managers can't wait 10 years for researchers to come up with definitive answers. And so, to him, it makes sense to take a big swipe at the birds now.
You can't go in there and just, you know, tweak it a small bit and then expect to measure. You've got to really punctuate the system in a big way so that you're sure that you can measure a response and that response can be attributed back to that management action.
But Jim Diana, with Michigan Sea Grant, says the evidence just isn't there to show that if the cormorant population is cut in half, there will be twice as good a fishery, or even any better fishery, than there is now.
So it's all a guesswork in my mind, and I think a guesswork at the expense of both a fair amount of management money to try to control them, and also the cormorant population that, you know, many people would say has rights of its own.
The head of Wildlife Services says the federal agency spends roughly $100,000 a year to control cormorants in Michigan. But he's going to need more than that to kill twice as many as they do now. This summer, the agency is expected to approve an order to do just that. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Bob Allen.